Okay, hit it.
Welcome to Some Some, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I am Freddy.
And I am Leah, and we are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop without living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works in social media, for marketeers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you, if you don't have the time to scroll all day. So, Leah, what are we talking about today?
So, the three big trends of the week are the lying game. Not lion, but lying.
Yeah, get it. Politics and stuff. All right.
Exactly. Fake news. No. sometimes you just gotta read ... texts. And, quotation mark, don't judge, that could be you someday.
All right. We both have a busy day,
yes.
So let's start right away with the first trend, the lying game.
Let's get right into it, dear listeners. So our first big trend of the week is definitely not a boring one, and it is called the lying game. This trend is a TikTok challenge where two people are trust testing each other as well as showing off their lying skills. The setup is two people sitting next to each other, facing the camera, with a barrier like a book or box between them, and each person holds an object that the other person can't see and states what it is. But, of course, as the challenge name tells you, they are allowed to lie. From there on, the game kicks off and they take turns in asking each other questions like, can you shake it? Can you drop it? Or read the label to figure out whether the person is being truthful or lying. So, for example, to make this more clear, I saw one video where a guy was holding Uno cards in front of him, like he had them on the table. And he claimed, though, that it was a book. And then his partner or his girlfriend who played the game with him, she asked, can you flip the pages of the book? And well, with Uno cards, right, that still works pretty well. So he did that. Then she asked, can you drop the book onto the table and try to hear the sound of it? And eventually both players reveal their items, showing who got it right, who successfully lied, and who misread the other's poker face. So it's a very lighthearted, high engagement format that thrives on suspense and also the chemistry between the players.
Yes, I really think chemistry is the key point of this game, right? Because, I mean, it is very funny. First, Reflex is, of course, another great idea to show off your product palette. Right?
Yeah.
It's just you can't lie about, I don't know, if you are a car mechanic, I think is my go-to example all the time. You can just have like all the different tools on the table. Or
true.
Of course, if you want to sell books that you have like end of season sale or whatever, you can also have it there.
You can do that with your coworkers, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's a funny game.
I really enjoy, I mean, I definitely really enjoyed watching these videos. I feel like I can binge watch them. They're really funny, you know, and you're trying to maybe also, you know, I feel like you also are trying to think of like, oh, how would I do this? And I think that is also part of like why it's fun. You're like, okay, how would I drop this paper to make it sound like a book or these cards? And, you know, like some people smash their hands onto the table, like trying to recreate the sound or something like to make it, and then the other person, can they pick it up or not? And, you know, I mean, one tip, definitely be smart with what you're telling it is. It shouldn't be too far off from what you have in your hands, because it will be difficult if you say you have a pack of cereal and then you have a book. There will not be much shaking.
Absolutely. And also another tip, production-wise, content-wise, is I feel that this is a format that lives from the expansion.
Yeah.
You know, you might have a very clear clue at the second question if your partner is lying, but maybe try to make it more obvious that she or he is lying. So yeah, you have the more entertaining factor.
You know, that it was one video was also super fun that I saw. Like the there was a girl and a guy again, and I guess they lived together. And she said, I have a white Stanley cup in front of, like, is what she mm-hmm. said her item was. But he had the white Stanley cup. So, like, obviously from second, like from the first second on, he knew she was lying, but yeah, he kept it going, you know? It's of not like, course. Oh, I know, because he also did, like, he was also trying to lie, you know? But yeah, so I think it can,
really,
yeah, it can be a fun, stretch, silly little exactly, TikTok video if you're, yeah. I mean, also works for Instagram. I'm sure it's entertaining enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, speaking of entertaining, we are also moving on to not bore you, dear listeners. So, secondly, we have the sometimes you just gotta read dot dot dot. So, somebody's text trend, mm-hmm. where creators pair a calm opening slide with a chaotic reality that follows. So, it usually starts with a neutral selfie or some other stock footage. I think we've seen this a lot now, that people are just using random videos of themselves. Like, it doesn't really matter what it is. A simple background, mm-hmm. kind of. And paired with the caption, sometimes you just gotta read and then add your friend, partner, roommate, ex-boyfriend's text and go on about your day. That is the phrase on the table. From there on, okay, the video then transfers to the next slide, which is a screenshot of text messages that are usually very absurd, messy, unhinged, and kind of, you know, like maybe they're heartbreaking, sweet, like okay, anything from a friend having like a breakdown over just something small or, yeah, something super tiny mm-hmm. or super big. And the humor comes from the I can't believe that this is my life energy. So it's kind of like framing the video with a sense of acceptance of the drama that is going on.
Yeah.
And just showcasing, yeah, all the drama that has been going on. Kind of, yeah, funny.
But it also, if I understood it right, it also lives from the gap between this calm image you use and then the very absurd, over-the-top, crazy, whatever text messages.
Yeah, I think that it could also live from that a bit. But I think it's actually, it is just, it's very focused on the text. So there has mm-hmm. been, you know, like that is maybe the standard that people do, like a rather calm video and then they switch to something. But it could also be like, for example, I saw one video of a guy sitting in a theater, I guess. And, you know, like mm-hmm. when people are using the phone in front of you, you can probably read what yeah. it says on their, like, on their phone. And they were
What? Hmm? Wasn't there even like a viral video of a guy writing, I think, an application, a job application at a Jonas Brothers concert?
I don't know, but I mean, that would definitely go viral. I could see how that yeah, would, yeah. yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, in that case, they were seeing, I think, the play Snow White. And the text on the video says, sometimes you just gotta read the white lady's texts. And then they zoom in to the phone in front of them of this white woman's text. And it says, Snow White isn't even white, you know, like something, something very unhinged that, you know, the generation,
okay,
would,
okay.
generation would be funny. So, you know, it can also go
it's,
in this
it's
way.
It's like the stuff that you think about or that you text about in private,
yeah.
but somehow you reveal it to the public.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, it was revealed for her, you know. I'm not saying yeah. you guys should just take random people's
no,
messages.
Definitely don't do that.
I mean, yeah, you know, don't do it. But, no. you know, but
maybe.
This is just like an like how it also will go. Like you could also do it with like your boss, like looking over your, or like maybe your yeah. boss looking over your shoulder and seeing your team's messages, you know? That's
exactly
how it could go as well.
This was exactly the one thing I thought of when I thought, hey, how could our listeners use this trend for their brand, the company they are working for. However, they have to create content mm-hmm. for the brand they are working for, right? And it could be like, I mean, of course, maybe if you have like a real cool client or cool boss, mm-hmm. she or he might even approve real messages. I'm also pretty sure, I mean, Leah, you worked for a while now in like an office surrounding. There are a lot of messages that are like screenshot and saved. Like somewhere, you know, it's this might be the one thing where you could show them off
for sure
for like some cheap, not cheap, but easily done entertainment.
I mean, what also comes to my mind, you know, Freddie, that I am in charge of Instagram DMs. And if you work in customer support, if you work in customer support, you could use like one of these unhinged messages, crazy messages, that means. And then, you know, and it's kind of like, oh, sometimes you just got to read your customers' messages and then go on about your day. It's kind of like something so crazy is happening and then, well, you just got to move on, which is the case for customer service.
Oh, Leah, I love this idea. I hope that all of you social media managers out there do this right now. You don't even have to use like the clear name, you know?
You should.
Sometimes you have got to read...
Your customers, I think you can say that.
Customers' messages, and then just show the most random, unhinged, whatever direct messages. Because I can see two things coming out of it. First of all, like engagement. You get actually closer to your community, I feel, because... You show that you really read the messages and everything. And the other thing is that people might be triggered to write messages themselves. And you could maybe even do like two or three content pieces out of it if it works out very well. Because I feel that this is not only a trend, but it also has like the potential to become a format.
Yeah.
You know, to do like three or four videos out of this.
True.
If it like performs very well.
True. It does not need to be like bound to this trend. It's a general thing. Like sharing, I think, funny customer messages. It's the same with like, you know, like we sometimes share hate comments. Funny hate comments, you know, when people comment 20 throwing up emojis. Sometimes, you know, that's kind of entertaining. And yeah, I think customers, customers sometimes tend to write crazy things. So could be fun. Could be fun.
Absolutely. And of course, by the way, almost forgot to mention it. We will, of course, share examples of this trend on our Instagram, samsam.podcast. So please follow.
Yes.
Like, and whatever you do on the social media. I mean, you are also social media pro, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't listen. So...
Exactly.
Do whatever you have to do.
Yes, do what you have to do. Well, and so finally, let's move on to our third trend of this week. And that one is called quotation mark. That is really important that there are quotation marks. Don't judge. That could be you someday. Which, without the quotation mark, very much sounds like a wholesome, empathetic trend where people put themselves in other shoes, kind of to understand, well, you know, you never know. However, it's the opposite. It's a trend that is used to judge others' actions. Oftentimes, also actions of celebrities or more well-known people. I mean, also of, you know, people that maybe are just well-known in their community or somebody, maybe an influencer, a small one that your friends know. And then, so they, one moment. Somebody's calling me. That is unfortunate.
Very unprofessional.
Oh, Freddie?
Very unprofessional, Leah. And also you just ended our call and I'm stuck here talking to myself. Oh, there she calls again. Hello again.
Hello again. Well, that was very unfortunate. I also clicked the wrong button.
Yeah, maybe I edit it out. Maybe I'll leave it in.
Who knows? Let's see. Well, I'll hear it tomorrow, I guess. Yes. Well, so exactly. Like I said, it's oftentimes maybe celebrities or well-known people's action. So they post a simple video of themselves. Again, the stock footage, it does not matter what it is, but the text matters. And they lay over the text on top that reads, "Don't judge, that could be you someday," in quotation marks. And then a bit lower on the screen, the text is, there is more text that is continued with something like, "Why would I be having kids if I'm not mentally or financially stable?" Mm-hmm. Referring to, for example, a reality TV star. Kind of highlighting the fact that such a stupid action should in fact be judged, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Get it.
This then mostly is paired with the song Jealous by Beyoncé, and that makes a trend.
Yeah, I mean, you have throwing shade on people and you have a Beyoncé song. So what else is there not to like? Yeah, I mean, I feel that this is used to judge people, yeah. Right? I can think about, oh, like, first of all, you have to be in on the joke. That it's like meant in a very ironic way, right? With the quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
That it is, of course, meant to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And not, not
exactly.
To be judged. However, trust your community. And the worst thing that can happen is people will get angry at you and you can, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just to delete the post.
I guess, but you know, like, you could also, I don't know if that's playing it safe, but maybe think of your competitors. What are your competitors doing that you feel like is actually very stupid? You know, like, in at least for my industry, like working for a plant-based meat company, maybe there is some things that the meat lobby and the meat industry is doing that I feel like should be judged. And I think we can get behind that,
yeah.
You know? So
absolutely.
That could be a way of also using this trend.
It could also be, in a way, I'm thinking of in a lot of jobs, there is stuff that annoys the people working
yeah.
in this job. You know, always the same jokes for the cashiers.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you are, I saw a lot of funny police accounts. Sounds strange, but there are actually funny police accounts.
Okay.
And I could think about just like pictures of people doing the most stupid stuff,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, crashing their car into like the front, window front of a shop or something. Or what else is there? If you are a gardener or like if you are working in a field where you have to take care of something other
yeah.
people didn't take care of. I think this is what I'm looking for.
Yes.
You could also judge here. You could also use it to educate, I think.
True.
This gardener could point out how this, I don't know, this flower, this bush is mistreated.
Yeah.
So you could say, don't judge, it could be used someday. And then in captions,
true.
Actually give the answer on how to treat this.
Yeah, you
bush,
should be,
like
definitely, you should be judged for not watering your plant, you know? Mm. Like, that should be something that you could educational.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Use in an educational absolutely. Way. Yeah, I mean.
Because my first feeling was that this is kind of a mean
yeah.
trend. And if I had to imagine pitching this trend to clients, I could already see the discussion. But if you like put like a twist mm-hmm. in there, you know, make it educational or make use it so you make the point why you are working for this company or whatever,
mm-hmm.
This could work very well.
Yeah,
I think
so too. I think it could be, as well, quite entertaining. You know,
mm-hmm.
and well, in the end, it's up to you, dear listeners, what you do with this information. This is the trends of the week that we have gathered.
Get creative.
Exactly.
Get creative.
We're excited to see more content being posted regarding these trends. And I think, Freddie, that's it for today on SumSum. And if you liked it, make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you're listening from right now.
And also follow us on Instagram at sumsum.podcast, where we will share all the examples as reposts again. And Leia, I was thinking, if you are doing one of these trends we recommended, maybe even tag us, you know, if it's possible.
True.
Just somewhere in the
true,
caption.
True, true. I mean, if you
would
work
nice.
For Coop, for example, you know, like, let us know.
For example.
Yes. Well, we'll be back every Tuesday. So hear you next week.
See you next week.
I made it.
Bye-bye. Hey, das war doch schlank. Das ist auch perfekt, weil ich habe um eins einen Call eingestellt bekommen.